via remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate is due to take up President Donald Trump's push for $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks for most Americans after the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to meet the president's demand to increase the $600 stipend. The outcome in the Senate is highly uncertain heading into Tuesday's session. The stimulus relief checks are part of the more than $2 trillion government funding package President Trump signed into law Sunday. The U.S. House of Representatives also voted on Monday to override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense policy bill. The Senate is also expected to take up that measure. President-elect Joe Biden said on Monday that many of America's security agencies had been hollowed out under President Trump. The lack of information being provided to his transition team by the outgoing administration was, in his words, an irresponsibility. Biden says his team has encountered roadblocks from the political leadership, Department of Defense, and the Office of Management and Budget. Trump, a Republican, has refused to concede defeat in the November 3rd election, and his administration delayed authorized cooperation with Biden until November 23rd. President-elect Biden is expected to be inaugurated on January the 20th. U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure. That new order became effective on Monday. A court in Shanghai, China, on Monday sentenced a former lawyer and citizen journalist, Zhang Zan, to 4 years in prison for her reporting on the coronavirus. Zhang was one of several citizen journalists who covered the initial outbreak in China's central city of Wuhan. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is